pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I move approval of the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Do we need to excuse colleague?
Might as well put it on the record. I move to excuse Commissioner Dixon from the meeting today.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. It's past 9:30 for public hearing for creation of agricultural security area in Riley Township. Larry, you want to speak to this?
I would like to speak.
Would you? Yes, ma'am. Just your name and address, please, if you will.
Yes. My name is Ann Geddes, and I reside at 2575 Indian Creek Road, Oxford, Ohio, Riley Township, Butler County. I would like to speak in favor of the establishment of an agricultural security area, or ASA, in Riley Township, which would be the first of its kind in Butler County. I am one of the three applicant landowners requesting approval of this ASA. The others are Lewis C. Hoffman at 2094 Indian Creek Road and Ernst and Marcia Slichter at 6922 Springfield Road. The area envisioned comprises approximately 679 acres along Indian Creek Road and is bounded broadly by Springfield Road to the south, State Route 732 to the east, and the junction of Imhoff Road to the north. This area is outlined in a map prepared by David Fear of the Butler Planning Department using data supplied by the local utilities that was included in the application that I left with you on April 17th. Agricultural security areas were established by Ohio Revised Code Section 931 to permit one or more landowners to submit an application to the boards of county commissioners and to township trustees requesting enrollment of at least 500 acres of contiguous farmland for a period of 10 years. These ASAs are a partnership between farmland owners and their local elected officials. The farmer agrees not to engage in activities that would jeopardize their CAUV status, and the local officials agree to the best of their ability not to initiate, approve, or finance any development for residential, commercial, or industrial purposes, including construction of new roads and water and sewer lines within the area for 10 years. Our application was submitted to you April 17th, and a notice for this public hearing printed in the Hamilton Journal News on April 22nd and in the weekly Oxford Press April 25th. Certified letters of this notice were mailed to the county engineer, the director of transportation for District 8, and the Talawanda superintendent of schools. A similar public hearing on this application was held yesterday, May 21st, before the Riley Township trustees. One written comment from Mr. Wilkins, Butler County engineer, was received, which I pass on to you for the record. The Riley trustees did not view this comment as an impediment and approved a resolution authorizing the establishment of the ASA by a vote of 3-0 with no abstentions, which I have a copy of. In addition, there is an attachment stating that the applicants have not requested nor have been granted tax abatement. I have a copy of that. So pursuant to a discussion of the one written comment or any other public input, I would respectfully request your approval of this application for enrollment of an ASA by your adoption of a resolution so stating.
Yes. We have Greg's electric. Thank you.
At the Riley Township meeting, there wasn't any other opposition. No one else spoke.
There was no one else speaking.
In opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim, we haven't received any correspondence, have we?
No, sir.
I know it was okayed by Raleigh. I've talked to Nick Schwab and others there. problem.
What's the gist of Greg's comments?
States that this is the first in this area, and as he reads section 931 of the Ohio Revised Code, he states that we believe that there could in fact be situations where this would be a detriment to road improvement projects, although the majority of our projects are necessary for traffic safety, which we interpret as being allowed in the agricultural security area. At this Indian Creek Road location, and at this time, we do not anticipate any residential, commercial, industrial development or the construction of new roads within the next 10 years as provided by statute. However, each location should be reviewed prior to approval for potential conflicts with the types of development development projects listed in section 931. If you have not already done so, I would suggest you review this with your legal counsel. I hope this helps in your decision process. Any other questions to call Greg? So that's something to take into consideration, but apparently he doesn't think it's going to interfere with anything for the period of this proposal. Do you care to read
it? In the 10 years, I guess, that starts from the date that the resolution goes into effect?
When it's upon signing is the effective date.
Okay. So, and then 10 years from now?
Yes.
There'd have to be another hearing, go through the process again?
Yes, it's a reapplication.
Doesn't automatically...
No, okay. My understanding, it's a reapplication. Of course, there may be changes to the statute by then, so.
Okay. And there's no tax incentives, right, requested on this matter?
Not at this time, no.
Can there be some requested during this 10-year period?
My understanding is there could be, but we don't plan it. None of the landowners are requesting it.
And that has to come before the Riley and
yes.
Mm-hmm. County as well?
Oh, of course. Otherwise, they must approve it.
Yeah.
But I'm not anticipating any.
Okay. Do you have any more questions?
No.
Okay. Anyone else present who wishes to speak on this issue, for or against, in the audience? Anyone else wish to speak at this public hearing for or against this agricultural security area creation?
I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
I move to approve request to create the ASA Agricultural Security Area in Riley Township.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice presentation.
Thanks.
Yes, very good. Larry, did you have any comments before you leave it all?
Just wanted to thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Good to see you guys.
Do you get these upstairs later? Or?
Yes, they're upstairs.
Okay. Thank you.
So the decision was to get a copy today. How
yes.
would that be done?
A little bit. What time?
If you could stop up a little after 10 o'clock, then we'll have them signed.
Sixth floor.
Sixth
yeah.
floor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It may be sooner than that, actually.
Yeah. Thank you. On to communications, please.
Okay, just one adjustment to the agenda. The third personnel item to grant approval to hire an eligibility referral specialist in Job and Family Services. I've pulled that, pending further review on that one. So with that exception, the Board of County Commissioners are requested to approve travel and training for Mary Jo Vestola and Monica Sherba in the Treasurer's Office to attend the Ohio IAS Users Conference in Columbus, Ohio, $950. The next request is from Jack Johnson, Timothy Blevins, Nancy Skipworth, and Patricia Enfield from the Veterans Service Commission to attend the quarterly meeting in Columbus, Ohio at $680. As we move into transfers and appropriations, there are There are five, six that affect the general fund. First is to transfer funds between accounts to accommodate the transfer of dollars to Metro Parks. That's $300,000. Next is to transfer or reclass between two accounts in economic development, $600. Next is to increase budget in economic development for $1,250 to allow for tuition reimbursement to an employee. Next, in the prosecutor's office, an increase in budget of $160 as a result of a refund from a seminar. Also, due to a refund in the sheriff's department, an increase in budget of $560. Next, in veteran services, an $8,000 increase in appropriations for the purchase of furniture for that department. Next, we have an increase in budget of $1,684 in debt service to accommodate and get ready for our semiannual debt payments. In addition to that, there are several reclasses between accounts in order to properly classify monies in order to make debt payments. Moving out of the general fund to the juvenile rehab center, we have two reclasses between two accounts within their budget, one at $10,000 and the other at $2,000. Next, under juvenile court, in order to complete their security upgrades in juvenile court, we have a $200,000 reclass between two different accounts, and then an additional appropriation within that Fund 920 of $34,000 to complete the security upgrades. Next, in the sewer replacement and improvement fund, Fund 3520, an increase of budget of $35,000 for a project that was omitted in the 2008 budget. Next, Fund 4900, the Butler County Regional Airport, we have a reclass between two accounts of $5,000. Next, Fund 5525, the Juvenile Assistance Grant. We have an increase in budget of $3,750 to accommodate a conversion from the EMS program to the CSI unit. Next, the request from Metro Parks for $160,000, which is a reclass between two accounts to accommodate one of their debt payments. And finally, under Soil and Water, Fund 6150, we have three reclasses between accounts, one at $1,700, one at $6,000, and one at $1,000.
Tim, when you say reclass, that means that it was in the budget on a certain line item and is taken out of that line item and put into a different line item?
You know, that's correct, you know. Each budget has different what's called expense codes. And, you know, for example, when we say a reclass, it could be transferring money out of other expenses into contract services, you know, to accommodate just the, you know, the changing of the budget and operations during the year.
And the $300,000 on the first one to Metro Parks was, that was approved in the budget of 08.
That is in the budget, and that's just setting up the mechanics to make the actual transfer to the Metro Parks.
Because Good. We had cut their budget previously.
That's correct. That's a restoration of previous year's budget cut. And after that transfer, it makes them whole again because, as you know, they get funding from the transfer tax. Right. And that transfer tax was cut to them as we did budget cuts back in 2006.
Okay.
Okay, as we progress further under under personnel, we have a resolution adopted May 8th, 2008, granting a pay adjustment to Julie Eifler, employed as Assistant Chief Legal Counsel, and that resolution is now being rescinded. Next is a temporary appointment of Ms. Samantha Hicks as collections processor in Butler County CSEA. And basically, it's a request to extend that temporary assignment until the earliest of one of two dates, either the return of work of Ms. Kathy Michael or the date of July 18th, 2008. Next item on the agenda was pulled.
Jim, with that pulling of the investigator, I know that, you know, that we have a hiring freeze on, but you know, I want to, you know, I approve of pulling this, but it seems like an investigator brings money in to the county and helps the children who are owed this money.
This particular one is not the investigator. You know, that that was one that was previously pulled and didn't make the, it was on the draft agenda, but not on the final agenda. This is a second one pulled that I'm speaking of her, but the investigator we had pulled earlier. So your comments about
that's what I'm talking about. When you just mentioned that this was pulled, you know, the third one, Lori Hurst as an investigator,
that was pulled previously,
right?
Yeah.
That you know, I'd like to have, you know, if a position is a position that's going to provide services for the county with, you know, collecting money that's owed children in the CSEA, I think we need to take another strong look at it to say that, hey, that makes sense to help with the collection of money for children that deserve it and need it.
Okay.
So that should be a criteria, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, as we continue on with the personnel, you requested to approve the hiring of Megan McQueen into position of social service worker 3 in children's services at a rate of $16.83 an hour, effective June 23rd, 2008. You requested to approve a pay adjustment for a Brandy Newman in the amount of $334.63. That's at an hourly rate of $15.95, you know, and that is for additional vacation that is accrued during during a period of unpaid leave. Next, Melissa Reed, you requested to pay her $448.40, an hourly rate for 20 hours of comp time, which is in compliance with the collective bargaining agreement and personnel policies of the Children's Services. Still continuing under personnel, you requested to pay Paul Carlisle an amount of $114.37 for conversion of 5.4 hours of comp time in accordance with the collective bargaining agreement and personnel policies of Children's Services. Continuing under personnel, there's a resolution to rescind a previous resolution 0804 576, which adopted April 24th, 2008, which initially set forth the hiring of seasonal employees in environmental services, and that that resolution is hereby rescinded. Next, we have a resolution that changed the account distribution or accounting distribution of payroll for Dusty Dunaway. She is now being distributed to 50% CSEA, Child Support Enforcement Agency, 25% Job and Family Services, and 25% Solid Waste District. Now under community development, you're requested to initiate or approve a change order to Associated Excavating, Inc. in the amount of $21,434.50. These are items that were not in the specifications for the project. These were items that was a result of an inspection by the Butler County engineer that added more curb linear feet, relocated 4 additional water pits, required some additional gravel, and decided to tie into an additional storm sewer. Next, under environmental services, you're requested to approve the advertisement for bids for the replacement of the SCADA system within environmental services. This is phase two with the project number 04C2. This is the second phase. The first phase involved the setting up four test sites at our sewer facilities, based upon successful test, the project or phase two is going to go forward to complete the sewer side replacement of our SCADA system. After that is complete, then the water side will be looked at and analyzed. The SCADA system is a vital system for environmental services. It basically provides them with real-time data to monitor, you know, what is going on with their pump stations and the activity throughout the system, which oftentimes identifies a problem that can be handled immediately by the staff. Continuing on to the engineer has requested four resolutions for approval today. The first is execute contract number 2008-7 for West paving of various roads in Oxford, Riley, and Morgan, Ross, and Hanover townships in the amount of $566,759. The engineer also requests to approve an agreement with BHE Environmental for engineering services in an amount not to exceed $42,704. The engineer also requests you to approve an agreement with Marvin's Organic Gardens for bioretention area maintenance, basically maintaining some of our retention areas in an amount not to exceed $1,153. The engineer also requests approval for the cancellation of a maintenance bond submitted by Sunrise Stables in the sum of $11,150 for Sunrise Stables B, located in Section 7, Town 2, Range 3 of Liberty Township. Under miscellaneous, you requested to accept and receive and refer bids for the West Hangar Area Site Development Phase 3 at the Butler County Regional Airport, contract number 0805008. The low bid is from OKIND Inc. for Silverhawk, doing business at Silverhawk, base bid of $154,978, with the highest bid from SK Construction in the amount of $213,782. The majority of costs for this particular project at the airport is paid by a grant from the FAA. The next item under miscellaneous is to formally receive and put on the journal a petition to annex 27.412 acres from St. Clair Township to the City of Trenton pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 709.023. And the final resolution is to execute a contract with Brochure Contractors in the amount of $288,000 for the site work at the Butler County Animal Shelter.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Ask for Brochure to expedite that. As
I met with them on Tuesday morning, and had that discussion with them. And yes, they're mobilizing now.
Good.
They have already signed the contract. You've now approved the contract, and your signatures will be on them very shortly. They know that it was being approved today, and they're mobilizing just as quickly as they can. They are very excited about starting the project.
I was out, as an aside, was out walking, and all of a sudden all these dogs started barking at me, you know, and I thought maybe they knew something that, you know, hey, get moving on this, you know. I thought there was a conspiracy among the dogs to, but.
Start, start referring to you as Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I tried to assure him that, hey, we're moving. but there's one thing that I wanted to bring up, Mr. President, and it has to do with what was in the paper this morning about the city of Hamilton's financial troubles and what they're going through, and I sympathize with them. I've been there before, as you have before with the city of Hamilton. But this may be a time to re-examine or re-bring up my idea to combine dispatch centers within the county. Since the last time that we brought it up, there wasn't very much support from the commission or from law enforcement people to explore the idea of combining dispatch centers within the county. Since that time, I've done some study on it and realized that throughout the state, this is a trend that the county of Montgomery and the city of Dayton are studying combining their dispatch centers. Other counties up north, or Polk County, I think, is combining theirs. The State Highway Patrol are combining their dispatch centers. So this is a trend that is happening, and I think that it makes sense for us to revisit this and see if there's support from the city of Hamilton. And also, I mentioned this at a public affairs meeting of the Middletown Chamber of Commerce to their city manager to look at this as a potential cost savings. And the one thing that is with our new 800 megahertz communication system that is lends itself to this is that every county jurisdiction is going to have to adopt the same set of communication codes and call signs and communications, their own communications. So it makes sense that we combine or look at combining dispatch centers from the nine that we have to a smaller number without losing the service or efficiencies and realizing some potential savings for the individual jurisdictions, like City of Hamilton or Hamilton, Miami and Oxford, Trenton, Monroe, and the other three are, you know, Fairfield and Westchester. So I'd like to throw that out I think that we should revisit this and take another look at the potential savings that could be realized without giving up any type of safety or efficiencies. I throw that out for a comment.
I'm not opposed to that, Greg. It's not a bad idea, but I think it has to come from them. They have to realize their need, and if it fits with their plans and helps them financially, then obviously we do what we can to help them. So. But it's definitely worth exploring.
Yeah. Well, I leave it to you know, City of Hamilton, City Council members, and their safety forces to maybe take a look at this as a potential savings, and also the city of Middletown, who, you know, we've heard that are in some financial problems of their own. So this is just one idea that, you know, when we think about cutting services and cutting jobs, that we need to take a look at, you know, how we can save money also. So,
any questions from the news media?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.